starting pilot pay is so bad.
How bad is it?
It's so bad, Doug Fowler quit Atlanta-based regional carrier Atlantic Southeast Airlines, now called ExpressJet, after 9 months. Just walked away.
And my paycheck I brought home pay was $13,300 for that time frame.
According to the Airline Pilots Association, the average co-pilot at a regional carrier starts out at about $22,000. That's 10 bucks an hour. Fowler says he had to work a second construction job just to make ends meet.
You should be getting paid more than $20,000 a year. You're responsible for, say, 50 people on the back of an airplane. My wife's life is worth more than 20 grand a year. So that's the way we look at it.
But that is not how regional carriers look at it. They bid contracts to the big guys to fly small planes on short routes. It's fiercely competitive. So about the only way to make money is to pay pilots next to nothing. Atlanta-based aviation consultant Kit Darby says historically, everyone knew the game.
Typically, pilots worked in this position and moved on to another company, so the airlines felt they were being used as a stepping stone. And since they were leaving anyway, there wasn't much incentive to provide a living wage at the starting position.
But airlines are a different beast. Mandatory retirement for pilots is now 65. A few years ago, it was 60. And a new congressional mandate requires first officers amass 1,500 flight hours before they can get an airline job. That's a 600% increase. Darby says something's got to give at the regionals.
They have to be very mindful that they are competitive with other companies, or they'll take what is an inadequate supply and turn it into no pilots available.
Pilot Doug Fowler might return to the big guys one day, but for now, he's content flying corporate customers out of Peachtree DeKalb Airport in this single-engine turboprop at about $30,000 a year. Jim Burris, WABE News.